Penguin Random House Audio presents The Dog by Joseph O'Neill. Read for you by Eric Davies. Here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Shakespeare, Macbeth. I feel as a chessman must feel when the opponent says of it, that piece cannot be moved. Kierkegaard, Either Or. Perhaps because of my growing sense of the inefficiency of life lived on land and in air, of my growing sense that the accumulation of experience amounts, when all is said and done and pondered, simply to extra weight, so that one ends up dragging oneself around as if imprisoned in one of those Winnie-the-Pooh suits of explorers of the deep, I took up diving. As might be expected, this decision initially aggravated the problem of inefficiency. There was the bungling associated with a new endeavor, and there was the exhaustion brought on by overwatching the films of Jacques Cousteau. And yet, once I'd completed advanced scuba training and a fish identification course, and I began to dive properly, and in fact at every opportunity, I learned that the undersea world may be nearly a pure substitute for the world from which one enters it. I cannot help pointing out that this substitution has the effect of limiting what might be termed the biographical import of life, the momentousness to which one's every drawing of breath seems damned. To be, almost without metaphor, a fish in water. What